gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is hour number two on this Thursday, October 5th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got on the scale this morning, the lowest weight so far, down 81 pounds after my reset with Missy at My Pure Health Solutions. Again, at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour news, you hear Michigan Talk Network. Steve Gruber mentions GruberHealth.com. The only reason you're hearing that commercial is because of this radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Missy is wanting to track her advertising to know where people are coming from. How are they hearing about her program? Don't go to GruberHealth.com. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. You're only hearing the Michigan News Network because we purchased the news program from them. Gruber has her as a sponsor for his network, Michigan Talk Network. Well, the Patriot Voice Radio Network no longer carries the Steve Gruber Show from 6 to 9. But we still run their Michigan Talk News. So as a result, you'll hear the commercial from Steve Gruber. All great points. Absolutely agree with them 100%. That's how we actually met Missy, was through going to GruberHealth.com and filling out a contact form. But now Missy wants to track the Patriot Voice Radio Network separate from the Michigan Talk Network. So she is paid for and owns the website TruckerRandyHealth.com. You'll see many of our pictures there of people from our listening area who have gone to TruckerRandyHealth.com and have signed up and got on the program with Missy. Please go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. That way she knows you're hearing it through the Patriot Voice Radio Network, not Michigan Talk Network. Again, that's the only reason you're hearing it, is because we're carrying their news, which we were able to do a couple years ago. A few patriots donated and helped us purchase that news service and got rid of our old one, the one I absolutely hated. Let's see. Randy Walker concurs. He has hit this morning 185.9, the lowest he's been in years. He's going to go back on fat burn for a couple of weeks. You see, the program, folks, you begin losing fat, losing weight, dropping your body fat percentage until you hit your first goal weight, like mine was 220. Then you went through 3 weeks of reset, retraining your hypothalamus in your brain to say, this is me, This is the new Randy. Save it, store it. 220, 220, 220. That's his weight. Then when I'm bad, I go to an event and I pig out, even have cake or perhaps a few adult beverages, gain some weight. Well, no lunch the next day, steak and apples for dinner, and I lose the 6 pounds, 4 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever I gain in one meal. And I'm stuck at 220. Now I'm back on fat burn, and I'm going to get down to 210. I've got another 6 pounds to go. Let's see what that last 6 pounds will do for my two Joeys, and then we'll talk about it. Randy said he's going down to 175. So you got another 10, I got another 6. So we'll see. More text messages, more things to talk about today in Lansing. We'll be right back.
Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp, Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Get a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word BOOT CAMP to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words BOOT CAMP to 231-360-5140. See you there.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Couple of text messages to get to here. Officer Rick said there is a complete woke agenda happening within the Michigan State Police Troopers. Rick has been involved in law enforcement for years, folks. And he said he's never seen this before. Michigan State troopers are leaving the Michigan State Police and going to local agencies. The city of Fenton just picked up a trooper from the Lapeer Post. They don't want to deal with the woke BS and all the micromanaging that's going on. And who's doing it? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She is the chief executive of the state, and the state, Michigan State troopers, police officers, are under her direct, absolutely control and direction. It's Michigan State troopers that provide her security detail. Listen to this. This is, according to Rick, totally ridiculous. Troopers are getting wrote up for swearing while on duty. In a car by themselves with a body camera on, if you say a swear word, you could face a write-up and a suspension. Completely ridiculous. Now, I'm going to extrapolate that statement a little bit. A state trooper sitting in his car, his body camera's on, while he's in his car, and exactly how is it that he's going to swear? Well, I'm going to tell you how. He's talking on his cell phone. Something we can't do, but they can. Because the new law just passed restricting our use of our cell phones while in our vehicles exempts police officers. I believe firefighters as well. Cops can use their cell phones, but we the people can't. Didn't they just create two different classes of people? We're all citizens of the United States. We're all citizens of the state of Michigan. But yet they get preferential treatment under the law compared to us. That's a violation, folks, of the 14th Amendment. No state shall pass or enforce any law that treats people of the same state differently under the equal protections under the laws. 14th Amendment all day long. But you see, they get preferential treatment because they're law enforcement. So they should have the right to use their cell phone. Why? Because they're a police officer? I'm a businessman. I need to make calls and talk on my cell phone while I'm driving, but I can't do it now. But officers can. Don't mention my name. The Michigan Department of Treasury has the woke agenda to have all this DEI crap. We have to take classes on it. You mean diversity, equity, and inclusion? You actually have to sit through classes. You know what? You need to find a new job. I got another text. I'm not really sure what part of what I just said you're referring to. I've said so much. I agree 100%. I've been pulled over and witnessed it. You don't have the driving skills a 20-year-old new officer does. Give me a break. Exactly. I'm 65 years old, truck driving for 4 years only, 440,000 safe miles, from June of 2005 to March 6 of 2009, crisscrossing all across America, going into Canada numerous times, talking on my cell phone the whole time. This person texted me back. 2 hours a year, they have to sit through the DEI training classes. It's mandatory. I am looking for a new job. God bless you. Oh, yeah. 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 I don't have the skills. Now I get you. You don't have the skills that 20-year-old new officer does. Right. Exactly. Officer Rick, the cell phone law is total BS. I have not talked with a cop yet that's going to enforce it. It's unconstitutional. You know, there's another component to that. I think it was Montana. I think it was Montana. Was it North Dakota, Randy? Montana, North Dakota. I can't remember. Last year when Vicky and I took our first trip in the brand new travel trailer. Our first trip out west. Remember when Izzy Lyman subbed in for me? There was a state. I think it's either Montana or North Dakota. They had a sign and a paved shoulder for about, probably an eighth of a mile long. Said it was a cell phone use area. Cell phone use area. On the side of the road, quarter of a mile. Quarter of a mile before the paved shoulder where you could pull over and use your cell phone. I think it was Montana. God, I can't remember. North Dakota, Montana, one of those states. I looked at Vicky and I went, you got to be kidding me. They actually have a law here in this state that you can't use your cell phone while driving? South Dakota. Where was it? Oh, man, I can't remember. Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, Polson, Montana, coming back. I don't know. I can't remember. I was only in Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a snippet, so it wasn't Wyoming. South Dakota, North Dakota, or Montana, one of them. Cell phone use area coming up a quarter of a mile. I saw the sign. I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? Sure enough, quarter of a mile, there it was, a paved shoulder. You could pull over and use your cell phone. Again, Officer Rick, this rule of the rules for thee, not for me, is BS and needs to stop. I have no problems with a police officer using his cell phone. I have absolutely no problem with that. You want to talk to your wife? I've got a family member situation, folks. You've heard me talk about our beautiful granddaughter, Ashley. Ashley Lane, first granddaughter to Tony and Tina. Tina, our middle daughter. Started a beautiful family, married her high school sweetheart. Started dating, I think, when they were in ninth grade. Married Dan. Love Dan. Absolutely love Dan. 6'5", 220, maybe 230, all muscle. I think his pants waist is like 28, and his chest is like 50. He's got arms the size of my thighs. He bench presses like 400 pounds. I swear the guy can lift a car by himself. Well, got married. A year later, little Ashley Lane. They're so cute. Dan's 6'5", right? Ashley is 4'11". He picks her up to kiss her. He doesn't bend over. He just grabs a hold of her underneath her armpits and picks her up and plants a kiss on her. Great wedding. Love Dan. They get pregnant. They have a baby. She's so cute, little Amelia. Gigi, great grandma, sitting over here on the couch, FaceTimes with them all the time on her iPhone. I hate iPhones, but I love it for FaceTime. We've got to see the little great grandbaby, Amelia. She is so cute. She sleeps all the time. I think I've seen her eyes like once. Well, she's getting baptized on November 19th. We're going down and going to be doing church services that morning from the Royal Oak, Southfield area. Or no, Madison Heights. Anyway, get to see the great grandbaby. And he is a police officer for Southfield Police Department. He talks to Ashley the whole time he's on his shift. Whenever he gets a minute, she's home with the baby. They talk. She wants to know her husband's okay. Oh, gotta go. Gotta call. Later, babe. Love you. Bye. I have no problem with police officers talking on their cell phones. But if they can talk, why can't we? Now, what I've been doing, just to be... compliant, I hate to say this, I don't hold the phone up to my ear anymore. Nope. I have a little boom box tied into the Bluetooth, and I'm able to put the little boom box right in my lap. I put the cell phone up on the dashboard to get good cell signal, and I use the little boom box. I don't have my headset on. I could use my headset, but I don't want to do that because then they'll see me using the headset and know I'm using my cell phone and maybe try to give me a dang ticket under this tyrannical, unconstitutional law like Officer Rick says. So I just put the little boom box on my lap. It has a microphone in the top, and I can hear through the speakers what my person I'm talking with on the phone is saying. I know a lot of you have those little earbuds. I'm not going to wear those. They drive my ears crazy. I don't like anything stuck in my ear. But you know the thing that ticks me off more than anything? It's all because of your safety. Government dictating and telling us what to do because we're too stupid to be able to do things safely. You can't drive and talk on a cell phone at the same time. I've been doing it for years. Folks, I had one of the first cell phones in the state of Michigan. It was in a small suitcase with a big VCR battery with a cigarette lighter plugged into that battery to power it and a hard cable, coaxial cable, fished under the carpeting of my Cadillac to a rear window mounted Curly Q antenna, $1 a minute, 50 cents to make the connection. I learned how to talk so fast that my secretary was unbelievable. Hey, it's me. I'm over here at 11 and Shaner. I'm driving over to this guy's house. I'm going back to there. Then I'm going to go to there. Anything at the office happening I need to know about? Okay, thanks. Bye. $1 a minute? Are you kidding me? Officer Rick, if the cops can use theirs, everyone should be allowed to use their phones. I think the law is going to be challenged, actually. Ah, Alec, thank you, sir. The former sheriff, Charlevoix County. We're going to get to the actual laws regarding cell phone use in the United States. Thank you for the map, sir. On the Hour News, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.